military supply.
It's just official. The Senate approves the jobless payments to millions. We knew this was going to happen, and we've jawed about it in the past. Only now it's official. In the meantime, a Texas mom told 911 that she killed two kids. Boy, being the operator and sitting on the other end of some of these horrific calls has to be a tough job, but particularly when you get a call like that one, because you're trying to figure out, how do I get her to tell me the information, keep her on the line, all that stuff, so that somebody's able to be dispatched there and they can get her, frankly, if this is really legitimate, what she's saying. I'll jump into that. Plus, the big one, the White House apologizes to the fired ag worker, and she's actually debating whether she's going to return or not. And the South Park critic was arrested on terror charges. That was a very, very big headline. Hey, everybody, hope you're having a fabulous week. We are past the hump. We are over it. That means we're on the other side. It's like when you go up the mountain and you're on the other side of the mountain. Now you're just coasting down. That's my favorite day is Thursday and Friday and then into the weekend. And I'm sure some of you feel the very same way. Interesting times that we live in. And here we are halfway through the summer and then some, as kids are actually getting ready to go back to school. Where does all the time go? There's been plenty of time, though, to gunk up the works in Washington. And, you know, you just don't want to aimlessly beat up on the politicians, but there's just so much ammunition. It's crazy. You don't even have to look very hard to find the blunders and the bungled up, empty rhetoric that comes out of the Capitol. It's crazy. Including, I think, the financial reform. It had a chance to be a really good piece of legislation, but the main thing is for me, if Fannie and Freddie had been swacked down like the rest of the too big to failers, then I would have felt a lot better about this kind of reform. Not everything peppered in it is horrible, but overall, I would say that you're going to get nothing but dissatisfaction. Tougher to make the loans, and also many more fees probably to come your way, depending on where you bank and what kind of business you're in and whether or not you're a small business or you're self-employed. We could go down a whole list of things, which we have done with many, many guests for the last couple of months over what financial reform would really mean if, in fact, it if in fact it kicked in, and we knew it was almost inevitable, didn't we? So it did happen. Let's move on to the trial that not too many people are talking about, and that would be Rod Blagojevich, easy for me to say, but the former governor of Illinois, Governor Blago, was very blunto when he said he wanted to testify. I have a voice. I want to testify, testify, testify. I want to do it. And now suddenly he's backed off of that. And it's, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with Blagojevich, or the fact that who knows what comes out, who knows what he says, and how they can whip that around. A good prosecutor, especially with the ranks of Fitzgerald, they'll know exactly how to nail him. So it seemed like he wasn't even mulling this over, but apparently that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what he was considering the entire time when he was sitting in the courtroom as to whether or not he was going to jump up and do it. And this was the moment everybody was waiting for. But anyway, here's what he said.
There's no secret that there's a division among my lawyers, especially between father and son, Sam Adams Jr. and Sam Adams Sr. Sam Jr. still at this moment wanted me to testify, and frankly, so did I. I've learned a lot of lessons from this whole experience. And perhaps, maybe, the biggest lesson I've learned is that I talk too much. Thank you.
I thought he was going to make a lawyer joke there. But when you're a guy like him, you can't. Notice how he pits the lawyers against each other. That's a good trick, and that's one that a lot of legal people use. They probably said, deflect it onto us, and it's not you, and that way is the way we can wiggle out of it. There was no wiggling out of this one, as Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was vilified when he said he offered to rehire Shirley charade that he forced her to resign 2 days ago over her comments about race that were taken out of context in a brief video clip. So she was booted. I mean, pull over to the side of the road. Put it on your BlackBerry. We need to dump you. And now it's like, oh, we didn't really realize what was going on there, so we apologize. And will you mull over the opportunity to come back? Well, this has punched her money ticket. That's the one thing it's done. She either gets a lawyer, she sues them, or she goes back to work at a higher pay grade because, remember, she's working for the government. I'm thinking she goes with the lawyer thing and they end up, they, being you and me probably, end up having to, because it would be taxpayer money, end up having to pay her money for what happened. Boy, that'll make you think twice about just answering things off the cuff, huh? I would think so anyway. And the other thing that I mentioned at the onslaught of what's been going on with the unemployed is the fact that this crazy tug of war over this just unraveled. So the state, or the Senate rather, approved the benefits for millions of people who are unemployed, and they're gearing up to send payments to all those people after months of an incredible stalemate. I'm surprised this went through. The Senate passed the measure on Wednesday, and it was a 59-39 vote, so Obama will sign this sucker, and that's it. It's going to be into law, or it'll be signed into law after a final House vote on Thursday. Could be heading into the weekend with this new bill. So 2.5 million people have been out of work for 6 months or more have seen their benefits lapse. That's really tough, especially if you're pounding the pavement and killing yourself to find a job. But under the best case scenarios, unemployed people have been denied jobless benefits because of the Senate, the partisan Senate, over the standoff, have found out that it's retroactive payments as early as next week in some states, and for some it'll take longer. What do you think they're doing in California? I owe you XYZ. Probably that's what they're doing. Because remember, they had to give their vendors IOUs, and that irked them to no end because they weren't getting any money. You know, the trade thing works when it benefits both people. It doesn't work if you don't have the money to back it up. So that's where we're at on that one. You know, the proposals were interesting that went into the piece of legislation. I think that's the thing that people would always be most surprised about. You know, it's like somebody needs to go through and highlight all the scary areas in this sucker. And Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska took the opportunity to once again stand alone. He was the only Democrat to break with his party to oppose the bill. But he did it. He opposed the bill. And the Democrats have become pretty aggressive in attacking the Republicans for opposing the idea of it in the first place. It's been stripped down. So essentially it's limited to, what is it? I want to say $34 billion in 6 month renewal of unemployment insurance, I believe, for the chronically jobless. Ooh, how'd you like that label? I'm chronically jobless. We're not here on America Tonight. More on the flip side.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right. Hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
ATN. My name's Kate Delaney. If you just got locked and loaded onto the station that you were listening to, or if you're streaming us through the internet somewhere, wherever you're listening around the world, we're talking about a whole bunch of different things, including in moving on some war-related events, things that we've been talking about all week long, including from the State Department, the reaction to North Korea and the fact that now you had Hillary Clinton pretty much there at no man's land. That's what I call it. And you're talking about the 30th parallel where North Korea and South Korea don't meet. And the fact that the South Koreans are ready, willing, and able to take action over their 46 dead soldiers. And it's been months now since that's happened, and they're going to perform all these maneuvers and do all these little war games with a big show of force by the United States of America. So PJ Crowley says, you know, in talking about Korea, that people have suffered enough.
These measures are not directed at the people of North Korea who have suffered too long. They are directed at the DPRK's destabilizing, illicit, and provocative actions.
Yeah, and it is provocative, obviously. And if you're South Korea, you can't. How do you sit on your hands on this one? 46 soldiers snuffed out and then denial, denial, denial when there's proof positive, independent sources, all kinds of other people checking it. So there's it is what it is, whether you believe it or not. And the bottom line is that now there's going to be some serious sanctions. And let's see. This is a wicked game of chess being played out. Where does North Korea go? What does North Korea do? What do they have up their sleeves? Or you move from North Korea to Iraq, and what's going to happen there is the troop drawdown. In fact, let's let the general tell you about that, General Ray Odierno.
We have reduced our presence by 75,000 troops since January of 2009 and 32,000 since January 2010. Today, we're approximately 70,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines present for duty in Iraq.
Okay, so you know that the drawdown for sure is happening now. Hey, that's one thing that Obama talked about, that the troops, they were going to draw down the troops in Iraq, so that's what's happening. In the meantime, the doubts about the Afghan war continue to float out and about, even by some people who never previously said that. And we can all agree, I don't care what you call yourself, all of us want the troops to be okay, of course. We don't want to see all these roadside bombs and wreaking havoc with their lives. Absolutely not. We had this new strategy for Afghanistan that was announced in December. And then there was the idea that there would be a drawdown of troops that would create a sense of urgency for the Afghan government to, hey, take the reins of this puppy. We're not just going to sit here and you rot on our back forever. But what's happened now is that our patience is breaking in half, because this is now becoming rapidly our longest war in history. Hard to believe, but over the past 2 weeks on Capitol Hill and Kabul, and even in conversations with lots of foreign leaders, Obama has been reminded how the goal has become what one senior American military commander would call, oh, it's one of my favorite expressions, a double-edged sword. Because it hangs in the White House, and it certainly hangs over President Hamid Karzai, who I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw him. You think of his brother and the corruption that was there, and, you know, the stuffing of the ballot boxes when he was running again, and he gets the 6-year term. But the question is just simply this. Forget all that ancillary crap. Can America, or how about this, will, not can, because I believe that Americans can do anything collectively. But will America win this so-called war? Will they be able to do it? And man, the debate is fierce on this sucker. Is the war worth all the cost, the physical cost, the deaths, but also all the money that's being spent on this war? I mean, we don't have spare money hanging around. There's no change in the change drawer that we just forgot about. I don't think so. So Obama's charged with trying to convince the Afghans and the Pakistanis that the West's commitment is enduring. We're here. We're going to help you. We're going to help you flip. We're going to do whatever we have to do. So listen, pay attention to us. But what's happening is you have all the allies, a lot of them anyway, starting to bail. And that includes England. England, one of the top dogs to want to leave. The Dutch will leave this fall. The Canadians say they intend to follow the suit, to follow it through by the end of 2011. So the longer this goes on, the more discouraging it becomes. It's not hard to describe. It is what it is, because people are making the ultimate sacrifice with sons and daughters going off to war to get, how many times I've ever heard this, to go and get a scholarship to get educated. And so they donate their time. Well, I don't say donate. They become a soldier for the Marines or Army or whatever branch, doesn't matter, but that's what happens. And, you know, at the top of this, I was mentioning the U.S. was going to put sanctions on North Korea, and that's exactly what's more than being discussed at this point, because the administration is announcing they're going to impose economic sanctions against North Korea. They're going to throw everything they have behind a choreographed show of pressure on the North that included, as I said, that joint visit to the demilitarized zone by the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, and the Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the United Nations Security Council pushing the can further down the road voted to condemn, remember, the sinking of the warship. But they still, this is so typical of the weak-kneed UN, they still didn't name the culprit. And the reason they didn't name the culprit is because how powerful is China? China didn't want that to happen. So, and the Norse neighbor and most important ally. And that's what would happen there. So Clinton goes literally to that proverbial no man's land and demands that the North take responsibility for the attack, saying it would continue to be a pariah until they did it. So she rolled out any negotiations with the North Korean government, saying you've got to be able to do this, and that the United States is going to expand and also stiffen its sanctions to treat their leadership target for their assets. Oh, my. I mean, what a... Here's what we can say. Forget all the gobbledygook crap. It is what it is. I mean, this is rapidly deteriorating into our own hellish Vietnam. And sure, you got to show solidarity with South Korea because they've got brutal ties with China. And you see what's happening with the United Nations. But I think that's where the gist of it is. It's going to be felt anywhere. It's going to be the United Nations, I'm saying out loud. So the strategy of aiming sanctions at the country's elite is similar to the latest United Nations sanctions against Iran. Remember, there was another push to punish politically connected North Korea by freezing the assets that they had, where many of their accounts were anyway, despite the success that they've had. Just a whole bag of nothing is what I would say. Come up with a strategy, stick to the strategy, and sell it, baby, sell it. Why do we need this? What is it that we need that we have to be part of this situation? Well, the answer is we've always been part of it since the 50s, since the very beginning. You want to talk about the Cold, Cold War. It was chilly, chilly, chilly between North Korea and South Korea, so the Americans were there to help alleviate the situation. If something should happen, knowing that Hillary Clinton is capable of carrying around a gun, you know, that's obviously a gun, a bigger gun, a gun of political clout is what I'm trying to get at, and she's trying to use it there in North Korea, and I think standing there with Gates led to some pretty powerful moments, but does it amount to a hill of beans? That's a long-winded way to get to the point. Does it really amount to anything, right? All right, hang with us, everybody.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Tonight, just a quick reminder, you can shoot us your thoughts at americatonight.net. We're tangled up in the middle of it. I was just talking about North Korea and the situation there and the sanctions and what does it amount to, anything. And then the show of force, because there's these military exercises, and you've got Gates and Clinton who were there in the stare-down game between the North and the South. So we'll see. Mixing a little bit of that in with Afghanistan because of the Iraq pullback. So it, eventually it did work there. There was the surge, etc. But moving forward, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, what happens now with Afghanistan? And the biggest problem is the end game, my friends. Most of us, whether you're a procrastinator, whether you're a go-getter, whether you're organized, whatever it is, most of us need an end, right? We need a beginning, a middle, and an end. There is no end. There is no end to this Afghanistan game, which is the biggest problem. What ultimately is the end of this? And if Obama's claiming, which is what he said, I mean, he said, this is where we need to be, then he's got to come up with some kind of an end game. I think we're an impatient people when it comes to this forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And to walk away from a war like Afghanistan and come away empty-handed wouldn't give you that feeling, wouldn't give you that, oh, we did this, we changed these people's lives, no matter what we were told is the reason we're here, Osama bin Laden, etc. Hey, we made a move in the right direction no matter what. And that's the home run the administration is looking for, but I'm scared to death to try to put some kind of an end on it based on a lot of the reaction already. And people are really tiring of the situation in the Middle East. You got General Petraeus who's saying he's going to draw on the same tactics that he pushed to turn around things in Iraq and the things that General McChrystal did in Afghanistan, too. He wants to be able to use the same thing. But with this second shooting, there's some serious doubt hanging over the Afghan forces. And you know what? That's the key to this whole thing. They have to be able to step to the plate. So the second shooting of troops by one of the Afghanistan counterparts has questioned the potential hazards of a push to hurry, to do whatever you can to expand Afghanistan's army and police forces in the next few years. But can you imagine if one day you tuned in and I was saying, wow, this is year 19 for the Afghanistan conflict? That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to not come up with some kind of an end. I mean, there's no way that as a president, whether it was Bush, whether it was him or whoever, that you should give the enemy the roadmap. Well, you know, on this date in May 22nd, we're pulling this back and we're pulling that back. But I think hinting toward it is okay. It's acceptable. Here's the aim. Here's what we're shooting for. No reason to be over the top specific about it. But oh man, I mean, in England, the public support for the war is practically dead. And this is the second time in 8 months that a member of the Afghanistan security forces attacked British troops. In November, an Afghan policeman killed 5 British soldiers in the south. Man. And those are the kind of things that push it over the edge for me and make me realize, wow, as much as I am completely in support of the troops that are there, I just have to say, is there anything tangible that the troops can walk away from in Afghanistan to make them feel like, okay, I carried the mother load on my back, and here's what I can show as a result of that. And unfortunately, right now, it's not looking that way. It's not looking that way at all. I mean, at all. All right, in the meantime, a couple of quick odds and ends for you that we haven't even dove into, I guess, at this point, as I jumped up on my big fat soapbox. And sometimes I need to just move on from that because you know how I feel. I feel like many of you do. The frustration absolutely bubbles over from previous conversations, etc., before I jumped on the air. All right, moving forward, let's mention this. How about this EMT arrested on multiple sex charges? I read the headline, and that's all I saw at first. I was like, whoa, what's that about? And it's out of New York. New York City Fire Department Emergency Medical Tech was arrested and charged with armed sexual assaults, including sodomizing an 11-year-old in an elevator. Sick stuff. You know, it's like that old saying about you never know until you know and it's too late. But Angus Pasquale of Brooklyn was charged in connection with 5 assaults. One of them goes all the way back to 2001 when a woman was raped after a man approached her with a gun as she entered her apartment building. 2 of the victims were minors, the 11-year-old girl who was attacked in the apartment building elevator and the other 14-year-old girl who was attacked in 2009 at the back end of her apartment building by a man with a knife and a gun. In this case, she fought the attacker and actually was able to escape the scene. How about that? That's a, boy, that had to be a crazy, crazy, crazy moment. That'll make you a little bit paranoid. Speaking of paranoid, we used to get into money things a lot more, and we'll do more segments on that. I noticed today when I was at a bookstore, and I know they separate all the books, but I guess these were books that were on sale. Man, the amount of financial information that was out there was just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. So you don't have to be a genius to know that this isn't significant, because any of us would have said the same thing. But okay, the Federal Reserve Chairman said the central bank is ready to take additional steps to spur growth, even though they plan to pull back the trillions it's pumped into the economy. And my goodness, the Dow dropped 100 points today. 100 points. You got to think that 20 to 25% of Americans have been hit by this major economic loss. You know, that's not a big fat limb I'm going out on by any stretch of the imagination in saying that. The economic outlook is dismal to uncertain. And I'd love to get on the air and say, wow, I mean, bravo, here's what's happening, here's the end game, here are a couple of the key points. Let's see, now you've got all these guys out there, let's see what happens and what you're able to knock down. So in talking about business, Elizabeth Warren was very frank about the foreclosure program that she says is not working, it's completely broke. Here was her take on that.
It's just not a program that's working for homeowners. It's not a program, in some cases, that's working for investors. And most importantly, it's not a program that's working for the economy overall.
Imagine that, the economy overall. It's not working for anyone. Nobody's happy. She's dead on when she says that. She may be the smartest move of all the moves that were made, I got to tell you, because there's so many bungled people that were hired. But you know what? I like this lady because she's calling a lot of people on the carpet for not getting the information she needs and in pushing this train forward and trying to make some sense of the crazy TARP situation and just the numbers in general and how to flip them around. Speaking of numbers, this is another thing that we talk about a lot on the show is new home construction. Really watch home construction. Look at lumber, see if it's going down or what's happening. Or it's not, it's just staying the same, because new home construction fell to an 8-month low in June. There were lots and lots of indicators, lots of them, of increased activity, but the housing starts fell 5% from May to, because you know they adjusted, to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 549,000 last month. Woo! That's the lowest since October of 2009. The housing industry, when it's stuck, when it's sick, when there's a rut, so goes everything else. Sales and construction activity is just DOA in some parts of Texas, and I know some of you are experiencing the same thing. Builders are, as far as financing is concerned, they're probably afraid to ramp up construction because of this double dip recession. And how are they going to pay for this? And how are they going to pay for that? But watch the lumber yards. This is why we had a couple of people on to talk about this. Because if the housing rebounds, then there's a great chance that we'll be able to pull out of this double dip recession that we're in. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load. It's about time, right? And you want to find out what we're doing, you're going to have to hang around.
Yeah. If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We are going to lighten the load here on ATN, so to speak. Hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. I love baseball. I do. Surely, when I get a chance to go see a game, I hightail it out to whatever ballpark I'm near. So Melvin Mora's big highlight from the Tuesday game, because it was Tuesday when this happened, isn't really about discovering in the box score, because he had three hits. That was a season high. He had a three-run double in the third inning. He had a two-run homer in the fifth inning. But he had his first ever outfield assist since 2003. And it was throwing somebody out at second base. He threw out Wes Helms at second base. That's always a big deal. So he says afterwards it was a huge game from him. And with him driving in five runs, The Rockies pounded the Marlins 10-0. 10-0. So was it some good pitching, too? Absolutely. Jeff Francis. And he just was cruising. He's a left-hander, and he allowed 3 hits, struck out 7, walked none. He lowered his ERA. This is always good when it goes a whole point or more. 5.14 to 4.63. Wow. Threw 73 of 98 pitches for strikes. That's when you have no chance when you're a batter. I mean, you are totally plumb out of luck in that scenario, to say the least, to say the least. All right, and this is interesting fodder, I think, because we talked about it, and I don't know, it slipped my mind to mention this, but it's worth mentioning. The governor of Nevada was, you know, Nevada's first family is not a family anymore. The governor Gibbons' divorce is final, and it made huge news. It was the lead story. He was the first sitting governor to get divorced in Nevada history. And I thought about that. Divorce does not mix very well in politics usually. And this especially, this divorce talk dragged on. It became very, like, almost like the paparazzi celebrity nonsense you hear about. So after he filed a couple of years ago, they had a tentative settlement, but then they were arguing a bunch of details. So it's funny, I bring it up because for the rest of us, some of us would chuckle even louder at this. They printed the breakdown of the divorce. The governor has to pay alimony payments of 25% of his income for the next 5 years. This is about $4,000 while he's still governor. The couple has almost a 5,000 square foot home in Reno, and it's been sold, and they're going to split the money from that. And it was listed at almost $1 million, but the final sale price, I guess, was less than that. Then they got 40 acres of ranch land in a county where the governor was planning to build a house and retire. That's going to be sold, too. And this is the part. I was dying to tell you this part of the divorce decree. He gets the gun collection. You know what she gets? She gets the art collection. And they say it's not about things. It's not about things when you get divorced, right? How about a little funny news? News you can abuse. We don't get to this enough, but you gotta love it when someone says, oh, well, now Playboy is safe to read at work. There's a Playboy website, Playboy launched, called thesmokingjacket.com. It's for the guys who claim they only read Playboy for the article. Seriously. If you Google it, you see what I mean. The new website doesn't have any naked babes all over the place. It's definitely about the material. The news site doesn't even mention the word Playboy, so it's not blocked by any kind of a firewall. Although eventually they'll catch on. I mean, really, at work, how much are you allowed to just play around on the internet anyway? So we go from Playboy and no naked women to Miami Beach and what's going on with the bikinis. The designers are showing off the swimwear you might see next year at your beach in South Carolina, along the Gulf Coast, because everything will be cleaned up by then, or wherever you're listening to us, the big lake somewhere, Mackinac Island in Michigan. The little bikini is back big time. That's all the suits you're seeing. That's all the rage. And you know what colors they are? These are killer. Gold, hot pink, turquoise, very, very popular. Yeah. And there's a company called True Religion. They have a denim one piece with slashes in it. And just like their jeans, the swimsuit, I guess, fades over time. Yeah, I can't make up this stuff, I'm telling you. From Miami Beach and skimpy, tacky-colored bikinis to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, hitting on women in court isn't good for a judge if he wants to keep that robe. So a district judge in Pennsylvania is being suspended without pay for 2 months. Judge Gerald Alonja is also being placed on probation until his current term expires at the end of next year. The Court of Judicial Discipline says Alonge called female lawyers repeatedly, even when at their homes, uninvited. That's a no-no. His lawyer says he's just socially inept, doesn't know how to meet women. And he himself calls his behavior bizarre and weird. Yeah, how strange is that? An attorney that was fighting for a client and you the whole time were sizing her up, and then you're trying to put it on the fact that you're can't, you know you're bizarre and weird. Please. I just saw giraffes over the weekend. I took my nephew to a place called Fossil Kingdom, and you drive around, you can see the wild animals. Well, the Philadelphia Zoo is not wild. You're not driving around. They're in cages. But they have a newborn giraffe. Pretty cool. So it's a girl. She's 6 feet tall. The first to be born in the zoo in 13 years. And she's the calf of a 9-year-old, Stella, and 4-year-old, Gus. The baby was delivered at 15-month gestation. And both mother and calf, they say, are fine. They're not sure when the public gets to see the calf. But isn't that crazy? Comes out, boom, 6 feet tall. You know the kids will go crazy for the baby giraffe. And hopefully soon they'll be able to have the baby giraffe out there and on display. All right, enough of the giggly stuff. Some quick side notes that are sure to get a grin, including Tiger's endorsements are down 22 million dollars. So all the nonsense with Tiger Woods that I think wasn't handled right in the beginning, and that was part of the blunder with Tiger Woods. I don't think it's really a surprise that he would be dumped by so many companies for what happened, and that's exactly what's happened. $22 million hit says something, but we all know the story by now. I mean, look, Woods is still number one on the list, as he has been in the rankings for 7 years. His total earnings of more than $90 million are down 30%. Are down 30% from nearly $128 million 2 years ago. Whew. And you look at the athletes in the top 10, Phil Mickelson is number 2. His total earnings of more than $61 million, that's what he got. And his endorsement income is $52 million. That's crazy, compared with $70 million for Woods. Then rounding out the top 10 just for grins, I'll tell you, Floyd Mayweather Jr., LeBron James, A-Rod, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Derek Jeter, Peyton Manning, and D. Wade round out the top 10 athletes-wise and what they're worth according to Sports Illustrated's annual analysis of the highest earning American athletes. I would say they're making a pretty good living there, the two golfers. 1 and 2. Woods, number 1. Mickelson, how about that? Number 2. Gives you a reason to hit the long ball and putt for the dough, doesn't it? Things to think about. Hey, remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because you could always go out and do the weekend hacking thing, right? And you don't really need a permit for that kind of stuff. So jump back up on the horse, reach out and grab that brass ring.